Hello, hello, hello. Oh my goodness, I have an amazing guest for you. And I know I may have said that before, but this person truly, I have followed her career. I have learned so much from her. I am so grateful that she's on the show with me. Her name is Danielle Carter. As we were doing our pre-chat, I just kept seeing these, like, my mom was a blonde, perfect television producer, like my mom, Danielle.
Oh,
And I was just like, this whole thing of like body image and
yep.
being afraid of this and that, and just, oh my gosh, I feel like there's these like different layers where we've connected in the past, but I want to give you a chance to just meet my audience. Danielle Carter has written books and she does amazing work in the world. She helps people change. And Danielle, why don't you just kind of I want to hit you with a really difficult question first. Like, if you're told your whole life you're too fat, like I was by my parents, starting at age, I think I was in sixth grade when I was paid by my dad to lose 4 pounds to go from like
Excellent.
103 to 99. Like,
Excellent.
yeah, like that was bad that I weighed 103 when I was 12.
Horrible. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like the world's gonna flip and end. So with someone like, what do you say to someone who's kind of been dealing with that negative stuff that they've just sucked into their being?
Oh my gosh. So we only have 15 minutes, right? First, I teach them how to throat punch people. No, I'm just kidding.
He's dead now, so I can't punch him, but
Okay. Energetically, you still can, right? Anyways, on interestingly enough, one of the things because I actually see this a lot, right? I've been working with people and their bodies. I've been working with people and their bodies in the energetic consciousness field for over 16 years, but with my mother as a nutritionist and me, we were talking about that before. I was also doing her health talk radio show. I've actually been working with people and their bodies for over 35 years now, which I just find amazing. I'm like, wow. But,
Especially since you're only 36. No,
right? Exactly, right? Exactly. But no, but I did start when I was 12 in radio and health and everything. So people could do the math. Anyways, so when I see people like this, one of the first things I really get them to look at is, the obvious things of like people's opinion of you doesn't matter. What's really, and I'm really big on getting you to communicate with your body, right? Because your body's communicating to you. So I really educate people on how to listen to their body and open, not open, but strengthen that dialogue so you can listen and talk to your body to see what's going on, to see if your body wants to change or if it anything like that. And then as far as the internalizing, what's really interesting is, and some things I do that I think surprise people is I invite people to also look at whoever it was doing to them, their agenda, right? Because a lot of times, like with your father or whatnot, their projection of you at 12, you should not weigh 103. I'll pay you the $1 billion to lose 4 pounds or whatever it was. What's their insecurities? What was going on with them? Not to make it an
No,
excuse.
it really was, 'cause when I look at that, like, I might as well
Yeah.
get free counseling while we're here.
Excellent.
It mattered a lot to him, like what people would say,
Right, and that's.
because, like, like we went, like, or also to my brother, like what people would say about their sister, what people would say about their daughter. Like, it wasn't so much when we were in the house eating dinner
Right.
and all this stuff. It wasn't so much that. It, and I didn't understand that at all as a kid, of course.
No, and then we internalize it and we take on their pain as ours.
Great.
Which, right? Yay, yes. But that's where I get it's like, so I had invite people to look at their agendas, not to make an excuse for the abuse or behavior, not at all, right? Because you have to be culpable for your own actions. But just to help you energetically, because for me, it's all about the energy. And once you see that, it's about the energy of like, oh, that was never mine. That insecurity, that intensity, oh, that was never mine. I bought
Was
that.
never mind. Yeah.
I bought that as mine. And then also, you know, and you said, and also the other thing I get people to do is to look at the different layers of it. 'Cause like you said, your dad was what people would say outside of the house. Okay. Well, let's take it further one step back. What was he saying to himself? What did his parents say to him? What did, you know, he could have some one event at school be accused of something and he's carried this forward. And so it's when
And
you start to see that, you unlock it.
I have to say something. This is so personal and so devastating. Of course, I can say it on my podcast because no one's listening. No, I'm kidding. I wish that's not true. But my mom, it was so sad. She got cancer near the end, right? She finally fit into her size 10 jeans. Now, she was like a size 12. She was a willowy blonde, 5'8", just gorgeous, just gorgeous. And but she was always like a size 12 or 14 because of her hips. I mean, it's so personal. And she was so happy near the end because she was skinny. And it makes my heart just cry that
My
first of
grandpa.
all that she worried about her weight, her life, when she was so skinny.
My grandmother did the same thing, right? And she's like, well, at least I'm skinny. And then, you know, she died a year later. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
I
That's
mean,
so
she was skinny
sad.
from an illness. But, you
You're
know,
right.
and
That's
that's
sad.
why I actually, of the several classes I teach, I actually teach a class called Shattering the Lie of Body Image for this reason. Is because it is, and we, and again, you know, it's like your mother felt this way, but I would also look at where did she pick it up from? It could have been a conversation with somebody in high school. It could have been her parents. It could have been a boyfriend. It's like just to get to the energy, because for me, it's all about the energy. When you can change the energy, the change will actually stay. Because how many of us changed something and it didn't stay?
Yeah.
Right?
What if you start talking to your body, but it's really mad at you?
Well, I'm going to say something that usually pisses off a lot of people, which I find hilarious given that question, is I have been working, like I said, with people and bodies for without energy for 35 years, but with energy the past 16 years, and I have never found a body be mad at an infinite being. So when people think their body's mad at them, I really invite them to lower their barriers and really look at who's mad at who. And 98, 99, 100% of the time, we're mad at ourselves. But we try to say our body's mad at us. And a lot of times it's because people don't want to hear what their body has to say because they're afraid it's going to be mad. So there's like, my body's mad at me. I'm like, no. But we might be mad at our body, at us in regards to our body. And yeah, so it frustrates some people. Like, my body is mad at me too. I'm like, all right, have fun with that. But I've never actually seen that. Bodies are usually just so grateful that we're opening up and strengthening the communication.
I think it's like amazing that the layers, like what I'm hearing you say is just like these layers of learning. Like you learn one thing and then you learn something next and then you get shown something next. It's like because one of the themes this year of my show is up leveling. I call it up leveling exponentially.
Love it.
So if you really want to like really shift this, like, and I know people say you can't shift things for good, but I don't think that's true because you can shift things, obviously, or we wouldn't
Absolutely.
be here. We would be
Absolutely.
here to learn. What are some other tools or helpful pieces of stuff you might want to share with people who would like to have a better sort of ongoing relationship with themselves or their bodies?
Okay, so for that's kind of a two-part but together thing. So for better with themselves is I would invite people to actually make a list and write it down because they're just psychologically I get into it, but who wants that? But there is something that occurs when you actually physically write it down. Five things that is right about you. that you can acknowledge about yourself. Five things to build that, because we also, all of us are listening to this, participate in these kind of things is because we're looking to change something, but we only look to change the things that aren't working. And that just sets us off at the beginning in a hole and a detriment and a lacking, right? But I've seen so many people create more with acknowledging five things that's amazing about them. And then that actually creates that further momentum.
Right. It's like leaning into your strengths or leaning into what you love or leaning into, well, that makes me want to ask you about money, which I have no idea why. But what can we do if we want to have more money?
Rob a bank. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I don't think you can rob banks anymore. They have too many electronics. Damn it. Guess what? I was in a past life. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I kidding? Anyways, well, interestingly enough, one of the things I did personally, and I've helped other people with over the years to have more money in your life, is to include your body. Because how much of everything you buy and how much of your money goes over to the care, feeding, and nurturing of your body?
Oh my goodness, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right? And so, you know,
I didn't
just
really think about it that way.
Yeah.
But like, I just ordered some grapefruit seed extract because I've been kind of feeling a cold.
Yep. Love my GSE.
The body. Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't need chairs, microphones. You wouldn't need plane tickets. You wouldn't need food, homes. I mean, you know, if you didn't have a body, think about that, right? So here's the thing. So it's like, have a conversation with your body, you know, lower your barriers and just say hi, and then be like, ask it, be like, hey, body, do you desire to contribute? And I'm talking energetically. I'm not talking you have to do line work or, you know, anything like that, physicalness of it, but it's just like, hey, body, do you desire to contribute to the creation of our finances? And unanimously, I've seen bodies go, yes, because I benefit. Like, yeah, you do.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
And so, I mean, there's, I saw a lot of other tips, but since we're also talking about bodies, including your body, well, and that also helps you to know you're not alone. Because how many of us think we're alone in creating this? We're not. We have the universe. We have our body. And both the universe and the body is desiring to contribute to us. So just, but most people don't include their body.
This is a really fun conversation. I'm really enjoying it.
Yay. Me too. I love talking about this stuff. And I used to be shy. You know, that's and that's what I have to talk about that just really quickly. It's hilarious because
wow.
The more I get and communicate with my body, no matter size, shape, or health level, I used to be so shy, and in broadcast production, you know, radio and TV, I used to hide behind cameras. And the more I've been with my body, the more I do videos, I do interviews, I speak in front of hundreds or thousands of people. And yeah, so it's amazing what having your body in your life, working with your body, actually creates things you don't imagine.
So for some reason now I want to ask you about social media.
All right.
Because I do really well on certain social media.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Instagram, we are just not very good friends.
Well, not many people are right now.
But to me, like what I notice about my kids is they put their bodies all over their Instagrams.
Yes.
And that's what people really like.
That and cat videos. It's a true story. I use my cat. I'm like, I'm using you. And she's like, fine.
Cat videos. Well, anyways, I have some really cute cats.
Awesome. I'm sorry, but what was your question?
No, I just was curious, like about, like, it feels like there's so much judgment on social media about what you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to look like. And it feels like people get shamed a lot. Like I noticed with one of my children, like if she does one thing, then they'll be like shaming. There's like all this stuff going on with, maybe what can we do if we feel that we're, or do we have to do anything? But if just maybe coping with some of the judgment on bodies.
Well, you know, and I'll reference again what I said at the beginning, your opinion of me has nothing to do with me. But also, you know, I'll say that to myself all the time because, And I was working with this one lady who she's a social media influencer on Instagram, as a matter of fact, and even her account's like, I don't know what's happening. But the bigger she got, the more haters and shamers and trolls she got. And so, and I've been working with her on that, and I'm just like, one of the things I can suggest is how to change the energy, because I'll say it again, for me, it's all about the energy. What is your target with what you're posting, right? Especially if, like, those of us who do it as a business is one thing, but if other people are doing it for kids or whatever as a way to get approval or accolades, they're opening themselves up more for having those shaming comments affect them. Whereas if you can do it for the fun and the joy and, like, I don't care if anybody sees this, or just, changing the energy around it, that way when people judge or shame, you could be more like, whatever, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, myself personally, I just kind of laugh at some of the antics on it. Like, I just think, but I think one thing that you're telling me, like, is to just kind of go with where it works and not worry so much where it doesn't.
Well, yeah, and like I said, if you're doing it for approval, if you're making it your value, you're going to embody those hateful people instead of just using it as the platform or the fun and the joy and the
Yeah.
of it.
Well, pretty much all my socials are for business, I guess, if I had to say for reals, because it's just started working out that way back when I was doing like writing about happiness, and people just started liking things that I wrote, and people would message me to get services, and
Yeah,
I
totally.
resisted it in the beginning, but then after like all these clients kept finding me through social media, I was like, all right, whatever, if that's how they want to find me, it's all right.
Well, and it is, and here's the thing, it is social media is a part of business, right? And social media itself, the way I look at it, is an entity. And so if we're hating that entity, it's not going to desire to contribute to our social or to our business. And so if we can change the energy of, like, okay, thank you for being this useful tool in my business, how, and then talk to it, be like, okay, can you help shift the algorithms in my favor, please? Because I don't hate you. Other people hate you, but if I don't hate you, will you contribute to my business? And I joke, but I'm not, because that is that energy, right?
Well, even like the asking, like what would like to contribute, or what could be more fun, or even those questions, instead of just having these massive assumptions, is so refreshing.
Bingo. Because, I mean, if I'm going to judge you, Erica, are you going to want to play with me? No. Guess what? Instagram isn't either.
Yeah, and it's crazy, like when you get an email from someone who's judging you, there's so much tension in the email. Like, you can tell.
Oh,
Well,
yes.
I can tell all the energy of the email. Like, it's crazy how easy it is to read that,
Yes.
and it is quite repelling.
Exactly. And social media has a consciousness entity of itself, so.
Yeah. So what else would you like to share?
Oh my gosh.
I know that's a pretty firm question. It's going to be hard for you to figure that one out.
It is. I'm like, okay, universe, what is one more thing, or one little thing that I can, not talk about for 5 hours? Honestly, just the thing that's really hitting for me is just to really invite people to that place of acknowledging themselves, because we don't do that enough. And like I said, when we go for change, this reality tells us, look for what's missing, fill the hole, look for what's not working and fix it, right? But, and so we only look for the wrong or the broken or the thing that's missing, the hole in our life. And it always sets us off at a negative, something to overcome. Instead of creation, it's an overcome. So this write down five things that you can acknowledge about yourself may seem like, oh, pff, whatever, but please do it. It can be potent. It could be
Yeah.
creative. It can really help you take whatever that next step, that next action is you're looking for in your life.
Yeah. And I one thing that I tell people, if they're say they're working on a resume, I say, well, write 3 or 4 pages of your accomplishments. Like your resume shouldn't be everything. It should be a highlight reel. So what you want to do is really, because you like you may have forgotten that time when you were set, 14 when you won a gold medal at something. I'm just saying, like making things up, but we forget accomplishments. Like we for like the first newspaper I worked for won like the statewide general excellence. Like that was decades ago,
Nice.
but it's so nice to be able to pull that out and pop that onto a resume. Like, but we can so easily just look at like you were saying, like what's stopping us or what isn't working or why you left. I love that question. Because I wanted to, because something better happened.
Because
Because I could. Yeah. Like it's so silly. But yeah, I love that. I love that. Make a list of your 5 things that you love about you. It's
Yeah,
really
and at
nice.
least five. And if you have more, great.
Yeah.
Keep it going. It's
So
not just a
good.
one-off thing, you know?
Well, everyone, if you have enjoyed this, I want to spell her name. Well, Danielle, why don't you spell your name? Because what if I spell it wrong? Danielle Carter, but spell it for people because it's not exactly how it sounds. And then let people know how they can reach you and find out more.
All right, cool. Yeah, my name's Danielle Carter, and my website is danielle.com. The benefits of having an unusual name. So it's Donnellelle.com. So,
I love it. That's
yeah.
a beautiful domain. Thank you for
Thank
sharing
you.
that with me and with
Yeah.
my audience. And thank you for coming today.
My pleasure. And yeah, no, and I hope, and I love playing with people and their bodies and their body image. And one thing we didn't even touch on, Erica, is I have a class called Energy of Words so that you can be congruent with the words that you're using instead of create more. I call it everyday spell casting. So it's kind of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's a
Well,
lot of fun. So check it out, people. And there's
perfect.
a, if you sign up, you can get for the newsletters. It's 5 words. I'm trying to remember. It's 5 words to help change the communication with your body or something like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. So go to Donnielle.com and find out more.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you.